Hello, and welcome to the Reflections of a Busy Mind podcast. My name is Cassandra Rose, and today I'll be sharing the story of how I got here. So, to start off, a little backstory on who I am and where I'm from. So as I said, my name's Cassandra Rose. I was born in 1981 in a town called Lancaster in California to my parents, Dana Rose and Rosie Rush. So you heard that right. My mom's first name was Rosie, and she married my father, who was whose last name is Rose. So, for a while they were together, at least, her name was Rose Marie Rose. So, funny story, one time she actually got pulled over by the police, and they didn't believe that she was who she said she was. She didn't have her ID, and so she had to go get taken down to the station, and they had to sort it all out down there, but it was a funny story to share later on, right? So before I get started, though, I do need to make sure that I let you all know that I will be getting into some pretty serious topics today. I just want to make people aware some of this stuff may be shocking. I only share this so that people can understand my growth and why I am on the journey I'm on now, and to hopefully, maybe relate to others and help someone else out there that maybe struggled through the same things that I went through or something similar, things like that. So I just wanted to put that out there so that if you decide you don't want to stick around for the rest, now's your time to go ahead and hit the pause or, you know, whatever. So anyways, I'm going to jump back into the story. I'm sorry, I do squirrel sometimes, so be prepared for that. Side stories and all of that. So I was raised by my mom's parents from the age of 4 until 14. Not exactly sure on the whole story behind how that happened or why, but doesn't really matter anymore. It did matter before when I was younger, but it doesn't matter so much to me anymore because now I realize that I had a pretty great childhood and I was raised by pretty great people who taught me a lot of great things and made me who I am, you know. So I was raised out on a farm, you know, out in the country. So, you know, I learned about how to take care of a farm and gardening and, you know, responsibilities and chores. And, you know, we, you know, made sure, you know, homework was done before we did, you know, got out to go outside and play and just all those kinds of things. It was a great family atmosphere. You know, I have a lot of great memories from my childhood. I will say that once my grandmother passed away, that the family kind of split off, as some families do when the glue goes away, I guess you want to call it. You know, everyone kind of falls apart, right? So, anyways, back to the story. So, I was raised by my mom's parents, like I said. I did go through some bullying in school, and when I got into like my, you know, teenage years, I started hanging out with the wrong crowd and got into drugs and underage drinking. I was also molested as a child and raped as an adult. My first serious relationship We were together for a couple of years, I believe it was now. It's been 22 years now since that relationship, but it still has effect on my relationships to this day. When that relationship ended, the other person didn't take it well and tried to kill me. So, to say that didn't have a long lasting effect is an understatement. After that whole life altering situation, I ended up having to testify against him in court. Different things, you know, happened. And at that point in time, I was offered to come to Michigan. My best friend at the time was living here in Michigan, and it seemed like a good time to get away. And I ended up staying out in Michigan, and I ended up becoming a dancer for a little while. I ended up having my daughter, went back to school, was working full time. We had our own place, me and my daughter. And then I got hit by a truck while I was in a crosswalk. And that put me out of work for about 3 months. I was in a big metal compound fracture brace. For any time I was not laying down, I was supposed to be wearing this brace. It was pretty bad accident. I was in the hospital for 4 days before I was released. I remember only bits and pieces of what happened that day still. And this was about almost 20 years ago now. Still have long-lasting effects from the accident, of course, but so then fast forward a couple of years after my accident, I had met my son's father, had my son. We were all living together, and we ended up moving back to Cali for 3 years. Things, you know, didn't end up going well because it's expensive to live out there and whatnot, and so we ended up moving back to Michigan. Then him and I separated. Me and the kids were staying with friends, and then that kind of fell through. So then at that point in time, we were homeless. And when I was in, we were in the homeless shelter, that was when we got help with getting our own place. So then I'm at the place I'm at now. I've been here for about 10 years now. Been working at the same company, you know, in management, and, you know, so I've done a lot of growth, and I've come a long way from where I was, you know, way back when. So I've been a single parent for most of their lives, single for 12-ish years, and felt like I was meant to be alone because no one can handle me, or because I felt like I was unlovable, which now I know, looking back, I realize that that was a lie I told myself, a defense mechanism going all the way back to my first relationship that ended so badly. I tend to push people away when things start getting serious, and that's because that fear is still there. Even after 22 years, I'm more aware of these kinds of things now and actively trying to improve my thought process and retrain my brain to a new way of thinking. I want to help others who maybe have been through something similar, similar struggles or life experiences. Sometimes it helps just knowing there are other people in the world who have been through the same things. It's how we relate to each other. It's how we feel less alone in the world. Everyone in the world was born with everything they need already inside of themselves. Sometimes it just takes a little discovering before you find it. But I promise you it's there. So don't be afraid to go exploring. And don't forget that self-love should be your first true love.